This is Tom Arms of Lookout Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 6th of June. Lookout broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It is the final leg of the U.S. primaries next Tuesday. North Dakota stages its caucus, and elections are held in California, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. In China, Secretary of State John Kerry, Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew, and the Chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank, Janet Yellen, are in Beijing for the annual Sino-American Strategic Economic Dialogue. For Muslims around the world, the week starts with fasting and the start of Ramadan, when Muslims cannot eat between sunrise and sunset for 30 days. A lifetime of soccer memorabilia comes under the hammer next week in London. Footballing legend Pelé is auctioning off 2,000 items over 3 days. On Saturday, Britain celebrates the 90th birthday of Queen Elizabeth II with street parties up and down the country. There are several conferences in Europe next week. The 52-year-old Bilderberg Conference is held behind closed doors in Dresden. And on Thursday, the European Commission holds its annual flagship economic event, the Brussels Economic Forum. Meanwhile, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development next week publishes its annual business and financial outlook. Kenya next week stages the Africa Power and Energy Exposition to discuss ways of creating more power suppliers in energy-starved Africa. The week ends with an election on the Caribbean island of St. Lucia and the International Child Labor Day. And finally, next Thursday, the start of the annual Electric Daisy Carnival, America's largest dance and music festival. It is staged at venues across the nation and around the world, but the showcase is Las Vegas, which last year attracted a crowd of 300,000. And that was next week's news today with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of Look Ahead Radio's expanded World Analysis. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Bernie or Hillary? That is the big question, and next week could confirm the former First Lady as the Democrats' presidential nominee or provide a solid platform for Bernie Sanders to launch a convention battle. North Dakota stages its caucus, and there are primaries in South Dakota, New Mexico, Montana, New Jersey, and the big prize of 475 pledged delegates from California. After next week, only Washington, D.C. is left in the primary stakes. Trade with China is expected to be a big election issue, and next week the trio of Secretary of State John Kerry, Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew, and the Federal Reserve's Janet Yellen will be in Beijing for talks with their Chinese counterparts for the annual U.S.-China Strategic Economic Dialogue. The Chinese have served notice that they will be pushing for a rise in U.S. interest rates. Pelé, the most successful and famous soccer player of all time, is selling off a lifetime of soccer memorabilia at a 3-day London auction next week. Some 2,000 items are expected to fetch up to $10 million, which will go to a Brazilian children's hospital. Pelé started his professional career at 15 and has helped win 3 World Cups for Brazil. But the man named Soccer Star of the Century in 1999 is now 75 and suffering from kidney problems. Even older is Britain's Queen Elizabeth II. She will be 90 next Saturday, and the British will be celebrating with street parties up and down the land. The biggest for 10,000 will be in St. James's Park, outside the front door of Buckingham Palace. Queen Elizabeth is Britain's longest-serving monarch, with 64 years under her belt, but she has a long way to go to beat the world record of King Sobhuza, who reigned in Swaziland for 82 years and 254 days. But there are few who can beat the Queen in the popularity stakes. All of sub-Saharan Africa, population nearly a billion, produces the same amount of energy as Spain, population 46 million. No power, no jobs. A conference to discuss ways of increasing electricity generation across the continent will be held in Kenya next week. Also on display will be the tools to do the job. The semi-secret Bilderberg Conference is also held next week in Dresden. The annual gathering started in 1954 to foster dialogue between Europe and America. The 150 to 200 guests are all personally invited and meet behind closed doors so that they can talk freely and frankly. About a third are political leaders, and the rest are leaders in industry, finance, academia, and the media. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.